Nee.
Wie soms?
Of your century. That's her. So long as that.
I think if you were to face your governments, and I say that is now happening because of the interest shown by the ordinary person, your governments can no longer deny what is happening.
I move to disagree with that because I and many others like me have been of the opinion for a long time that there has been what we call a cover-up in these matters.
It is understandable only in the way that your governments have been afraid of the fear it would cause amongst your communities.
Yes.
But of course, they deny the intelligence of the common person. But no longer can they deny what is known. Because, as you have said, the people power will insist upon the truth.
Good.
As I say, not only in this country, but in all of your world, these sightings have taken place. It is not uncommon, and it is not new.
Yeah. So there's been a general consensus of opinion throughout the world by the government leaders that nothing should be published.
I say they have been afraid.
Yes, this is what I thought. Are they afraid of panic stations, to use our expression?
I believe I have said to you, if you were to speak to the people who have travelled into space, they could tell you much, much more than has already been spoken of.
You certainly said that. And the inference was that they have seen a great deal more than they have been allowed to tell.
They have been instructed not to speak, but I can tell you, amongst some, it has caused some major problems.
Is it?
It is an awareness that cannot be denied.
Right. And can't be covered up for very much longer, I would imagine.
Because of the increased awareness, then it will all become much more open, and people at last must make their own judgments, and they must stop and think.
Good. I'm very pleased to hear that.
But it is nothing new.
Yeah. No, it's just that it's coming much more into the purview of the population as a whole.
This is what we have been striving towards, that this time the knowledge that is known will never be denied.
Good.
It cannot be allowed, as it has in past ages, to be put down. It will come out, and so it will remain. The time has come for people to know what life is all about.
Yes, we did comment on that before. And another piece of media news made me think of you this week too. And the French government is now apparently being much more concerned about a religious attitude towards their politicians. In other words, they have to be much more answerable to the people than they have been. And that also made me think of what you had told us about people power
is you have seen a great increase in this, have you not?
Yeah.
Over the past few years.
This is quite true.
Together.
Yes, we have.
It is something that must happen. For too long have your peoples been kept down, have been denied the right to serve and speak as they wish. It could not continue. That, as I have said previously, is one of the reasons we have gathered and that we must now spread the word so that it cannot be denied. It is happening all over your world. Of course, there will always be those leaders who will try to keep down their peoples, but that will only happen for a very short time. I speak in particular of those rulers, those men of greed and want. But eventually the people must speak and follow their hearts.
This is interesting, thank you.
I cannot say to you all will be rosy in your near future. That is not true. But we are working intently on the changes that are afoot. At this time, as you can see from your televisions and your radio communications, these things are happening.
Yes, they are indeed, and we feel very privileged to be part of this group, all of us, in at the beginning of the explosion, if I can put it that way, because I'm sure it will be an explosion when it really begins. An explosion of opinion.
Yes, perhaps the word is a little unfortunate. It has been a gradual build-up towards this knowledge.
Yes.
It has been happening mainly throughout this century of your time. Too often, as I have said, it has been denied. But this time, we work towards the truth. The truth can never, never be extinguished.
Yeah. Perhaps the word momentum would have been a better one for me to use.
I would agree with
yes.
that. Thank you.
Right. Well, I'm certainly delighted to hear this. Because once it does begin, I'm quite sure that it will open up many, many more avenues of knowledge, learning and interest. And, as I have said many, many times in the past, a moral revival. I'm not going to say a religious revival, but a moral revival.
I'm unhappy sometimes to hear that this word religion is still so important in your world. It would be much better to use the love of mankind that he could bond together from every area of society to make a unified religion, I say reservedly, the religion of love and of brotherhood. I know that your world religions have served the people well. If it has caused them to have comfort, so be it. But now is the time to place it all to one side, and everyone to join together, to seek for that God consciousness, that is within your budget is coming.
Good. We look forward to it. Now my next question touches on other things you have told us before, deviation from this subject. But I know some people in this group are still concerned about some rescues we have, because they consider that those who come back for help have been in their traumatic state and aware of it for many, many years sometimes. I believe I'm right in saying that somehow they are cocooned from that and they do not suffer the pain or the mental torment which caused their death.
Let us speak a little on this again.
Thank you.
You know you all are clothed in a physical body. You have an etheric body which is closest to the physical. We all understand that.
Yes, we do.
That is the part that departs, if I may use the word, when the physical being dies. It retains that part of the personality that showed itself in the physical being. Goes with the mind, which belongs to the spirit part. The brain part of the physical being dies, but the mind is retained. Within that mind lies all the experiences of your earthly lives. Is that clear to you all?
I believe so. Does anybody have any question on that before we go further?
I would like to explain as we go along.
Certainly.
If there are problems.
Yeah. Anybody any question on that? Do you understand that the mind activates the physical brain and is freed on the death of the physical brain? That is quite clear to you all, is it?
Yes.
Okay.
So, the spirit takes with it the experiences of the earthly lives. If the knowledge of that being is limited, then of course, when this spirit is freed, then he is in shackles, if you like, by his own mental knowledge. Can you understand
that?
How can it be so? You do not suddenly become angels.
No.
You carry with you all that has been felt, all that has been learned, all that is you. Some, unfortunately, are not well equipped in the ways of spirit. They are spiritually poor. So, this is where the problems arise. If you have knowledge of spirit, of what you are about, there should be no problems. You will leave that physical being behind and you will go to that place that you are meant to be. You will be greeted and helped on your way. That is the normal pattern of things. You understand that?
Yes, we do, thank you.
Now we come to the group of people who have problems. Let me firstly say to you, there are many views on what you expect to find when the spirit leaves the body. Let me take an example. If you are deeply religious in any of those religions of your world, you will expect to find what those teachings have taught you. So, in actual fact, what you expect is what you find. That sometimes is difficult for people to comprehend. But it should not be so, because again we come back to that very powerful thing called thought.
Yes.
What you think is what you are. We come to the people, of course, who may have a traumatic passing, where they are almost shot from their physical bodies, perhaps rather too quickly, and they are lost. Or you have the people who have suffered from illnesses, and they too retain their pain. But all are met by someone. But whether they accept that person's greeting is entirely up to them, because you see, you still retain that free will. It is something you carry with you. You do not lose it on the physical death. That free will is still active. Do you understand?
Yes, we do.
So, of course, if the free will remains, then you are in fact still individualized. The problem lies then when people cannot or will not accept help. They are lost, and sometimes we cannot reach them to bring them forward, and that is where your rescue circles help. I believe we have spoken a little on that.
Yes, we have in the past.
But let me say to you, here and now, no one suffers. It is where the word in your teachings come from, the word of limbo. It is a grey area, if you like, where people come. They neither can come back, nor can they move forward, because their own mind is blocking it. Does that make sense?
Yes, we had used the word frequently in rescues.
But let me say, try to explain a little simply for you. You may be in pain, you may have worries, but when you are in your sleep state, does not all the knowledge and the pain disappear from you?
Sure.
Try to imagine a state of sleep where you are cushioned from all those troubles, those daily troubles that you suffer from. This is a simplified way of explaining what happens to those souls in distress. They are buffeted from their pain and their anguish until such time as they are ready to accept that they need help. I do not mean they are forgotten or neglected. We have souls in our world whose job, if you like, it is to help and protect these souls. They do not suffer for years and centuries sometimes. they are cocooned from all of that.
Good.
But they are being influenced, if you like, in that time, until such time that the realization comes to them that they must be helped. They are either brought back to your rescue circles, or they move forward with those souls in our side of life who are there to help them.
Thank you very much indeed. That is going to give a great deal of comfort to many of our members, I know, who could not quite grasp that they were not suffering. Not so much in this group, but on the others, where we still deal largely with rescues.
I think perhaps the problem lies in the fact that when they return to your rescue circles, their last memories come back with them.
True, I do.
That is for identification purposes, and so that you too can help them. How otherwise can you know what you are dealing with?
No, it wouldn't be possible for us to.
You do not have the mental fortitude to cope with it unless you know the physical problems and what ails that soul.
That's right. I'm very happy to hear that, because it does confirm what I have told people, but coming from you, it is going to give them even more assurance that these poor people do not suffer for many, many years.
No, we could not have.
I couldn't imagine it for a moment, but neither could I explain fully how they were protected. But you have now done that. Thank you very much.
It is the simplest way. It is almost like a sleep state.
Yes, a sleep state.
That is the closest I could come to tell you.
Oh, that's adequate. Thank you.
Are there any more questions on that?
No, I can tell our rescue circle members that they'll be very pleased to hear it. No, then I think that perhaps that one up quite nicely. The next one I was going to ask is, we are having a great deal of anxiety in this world at the moment about what is called global warming, and now and again the subject of the melting ice caps raises its head, and there are panic stations about borderline cities and towns on the coast being flooded by a rise in water, etc., etc., etc. Then we have further anxieties because of man's use of chemicals and so on and so on, you know, as much as I do, I'm sure, causing a hole in the ozone layer, which gives us this global warming. Are we in fact responsible for global warming, and is global warming occurring?
Let me answer that for you.
Sure.
First of all, let me say, man is an instrument of fear. So much fear within your souls, within your hearts. That is why we have gathered, that is the reason behind this interest, this awareness that is taking place. Yes, global warming is happening, and yes, man is responsible. But in saying that, let me tell you that the world is not static. It will not stand still. There will always be the natural occurrences within your world which will create problems. That is nature. That cannot change. Speak to your astronomers and they will tell you that also. The world as you know it, your Earth, will not stay the same. It has not stayed the same since it began. You agree?
Yes.
Your continents have split.
Yes, they have.
Islands have sunk. Islands have raised from the sea. It is all part of nature. So, to a great degree, it is a natural occurrence. But what is more worrying, as you have said, is the chemical aspect of your earth. The misuse of these chemicals in your world. The severance of the forests. The abuse of the land. The killing of your animals on land and within the seas. The pollution. I can name so many things. And yes, I have to say, mankind has much to answer for. But I think you also be optimistic. Because we see the change of attitude which is coming. It has already started and it will continue. At last, in all of your earthly countries, man is beginning to see what he has done and is now beginning to redeem himself. So you see, be optimistic, fear not. It is not too late to change the attitudes of your governments, of your peoples. And I say to you, it is coming about.
And it's certainly very good news, because the majority of the information we get about these matters is very worrying in the way it's put over. There never seems to be any hope in it. But from what you say and from what we know ourselves of the emergence of factors interested in preservation of the world does give us the hope. And we must try and exercise positive thought, I imagine, in all these things.
I was about to say to you, rather than your world, all fearing what is happening, why not try your positive thoughts and see what can occur?
Yes, we should certainly do that now.
It should be a worldwide thing. If only you could see what you could do with your own powerful thought patterns, you would see such a difference in the whole of your world.
And we can certainly begin it here and hope to pass it on to others.
But the fear is understandable. It is one of the reasons for our space travelers coming here to try to help you. There is nothing to fear from them.
Yeah.
They mean only good, and that will become apparent.
I'd love to be able to see one. Be happy to welcome them. I'm sure we all would.
Continue with your thoughts.
Okay. One other thing, which is rather near home. A few meetings ago, you asked us to give special opportunities for development to a certain gentleman. Well, we did this, and he did attend for some time. He was said that he would work very closely with two ladies, but he has recently had various problems which have caused him not to continue coming. We are hoping that he will resolve these problems and return once more, because We are all sure that he had great potential. Can you confirm that he will be back?
I think you will see him return. I think there will be no doubt upon that. He will return, but give him time.
Give him time.
You cannot force these things, but he does need time at this particular time. Whatever the problems may be, and I don't wish to elaborate, they will subside, and he will return, if only by the influence which we are about to help him with.
Well, that's encouraging, and I'm sure that he will be very pleased with what you said.
You know, we cannot interfere with his free will. We can only influence, but you will see him return.
Thank you. You just exercise patience. I think I've had my crucial time in questioning. Has anybody else questions?
Yes, could you, I wonder if you could tell us something about war and peace. Out of love must come peace, not war. And yet war is a condition in which, well, a condition may bring the best out of people sometimes. So it's slightly confusing, but some of us feel that peace is the only way in the world. Can you say something on war and peace?
I will try. Of course, the perfect world should have perfect peace. That is why when I speak of religion, it has caused more problems than it should have done. Wars are caused by man's inhumanity to his fellow man. They are caused by greed and many other things. There can sometimes be good from these wars, but I would say to you, ultimately, they are bad, and not much good comes from them. Perhaps the fellowship of man together on one side is an area of good which results from wars, but of course that is something that should be taking place in any case. Man, as I have said, has much to answer for. So often we hear the cries of the people. Why does God allow such things to happen? I put it back to you. Why does man allow these things to happen? They have moved away from all that is good and noble. Their lives have become one of want, of greed, of hatred and anger. Too often, through your ages, have we seen the results of your wars all over your earth. Not only in your times, but in times gone by. Men killing men. what do these actions show? It shows how poor in spirit you have all become. It causes great sadness in our side of life when we see how much hatred abounds. You were not placed upon this earth to hurt another human being. But you will say to me, I know, what of these people who wish to steal another's lands? What of those tyrants? They cannot be allowed to roam free. I say to you, once again, people power, thought power, you have within yourselves the power to change your whole existence upon this earth. Wars are damaging not only to people, to the countries, to your world as a whole, but the repercussions rebound within the space that surrounds your world. You cannot see these waves of hatred as they travel through your space. This is perhaps another subject we can go into, but wars are damaging. They can never be good. And even the peace that follows is one of false hope. If only you could see those people who come to our side of life, those who have suffered because of wars, each and every one of you would strive, would do your utmost to be peaceful. Peace. Really should be your heritage whilst upon this earth. And that is what we too are striving towards. Peace for all of mankind.
Thank you. A wonderful answer.
Thank you. Any other question?
Yes, if I may. There is someone I know who lives in the village of Hook who, about a year ago, fell out of a tree and broke his neck. He's been to hospital and his condition has stabilized. He now lives in a wheelchair. He has no use of hands or legs. Given if his higher self agrees, can he, in principle, be helped by a spirit surgeon?
It depends. I think we have spoken too on this matter. If it is part of what he has to endure whilst here in the physical, then it is something he must endure whilst here on the earth. But of course, if he is in touch with his higher self, as you say, if the higher self, I prefer to say, that soul aspect of himself agrees, then he can be helped. It is a case of a cause and effect again. There is no reason why he should not be helped if it is meant to be. What has he tried to do?
I know that he has had healing, but apart from that, only conventional surgery, only the material approach.
What kind of spirit healing?
He's had the, he has had healing, channeled healing, but
let me say this to you. This one can be helped to a certain degree, but he will never be fully mobile. This I can tell you. But if he wishes to reach within himself, link to that higher aspect of himself, then he could achieve a greater improvement than he now has. But I would have to say it will not be a full recovery. I think you could yourself offer him words of encouragement. Help him. I will come again to say, sit in those quiet times to meditate and reach that higher aspect within himself. He may be astounded as to what can be achieved. I will say this to you. I will see what I can do to help him.
Well, thank you so much, and I shall certainly speak with him and encourage him.
Thank you, Sandra. Any other question? I think we're probably running out of time now, but any other quick question?
Could I ask a question?
Mm-hmm.
The little girl that I see at the weekend, Ashley, I think she's quite frustrated at the moment. Can you give me advice on how to help her?
Does she complain of her legs at times?
I don't think she has, but I have wondered about her legs.
This child is difficult with animals.
Oh.
Has she shown that aspect of her nature yet?
Definitely, yes.
Yes.
She wants to pretend to be them, yes.
She is very gifted with them. I would say try to help her by listening to her.
Yes.
And encouraging her to speak with the animals.
Mm-hmm.
Because I tell you, she does have that ability.
Mm-hmm.
It is an outlet that may help in the frustration that she feels.
Mm-hmm.
It may be that she does not fully understand the feelings that she is experiencing at this time.
Yes.
But her gift with animals is very much to the fore.
Yes.
So I say to you, encourage her all she may.
Mm-hmm.
If she speaks to you sometimes in a language that seems nonsensical,
mm-hmm.
do not laugh at her.
No.
Take her seriously.
Mm-hmm.
And you will find that you will help her in the way that she most needs.
Thank you.
The more animals that she can be surrounded with or be in contact with will only be to her benefit.
Mm. Thank you.
And now I say to all of you, thank you for gathering, for listening to me. Thank you all. I say one thing, please, before I leave you, that the instrument needs a little longer quietness this time. Until we meet again, God bless you all.
God bless you too, and God bless with you. We do greatly thank you for what you have told us. Now, on a personal note, I have to say it. I must give an apology to your colleague who was with me before you began speaking. I should have passed on the message, but it wasn't completely clear enough, that's why I didn't. Please give him my apologies, and I see now that I should have done so.